Hey babies, happy blood moon. All right, y'all. I am cleaning up my doom room and I'm just gonna talk to you all while I do it.
Okay, well, for starters, today is Tuesday. Club going up.
I'm so unserious, but no, seriously, today is Tuesday.
Oh, and isn't that beautiful? Happy to be awake, happy to be alive, happy to not be in very much pain today. That's always a blessing. All right, let's get into it. Let me get my morning mojo going while I speak on a few things. Let's see. I just feel called to say, know who you are. Know who you are. So that when people try to fuck with you and gaslight you into thinking that you ain't that bitch, you can say, good joke. Nice joke. What a waste of your energy. Hate that for you. You played yourself, because I am that bitch. And yes, that is what you think it is. In for four, hold for four, out for four. Oh God. Well, everything. But yeah, I'm so happy to be alive all the time. But sometimes, you know, my little empathic heart be so weighed down by the world that I, pardon me, that I forget. We all do. Let me open up these blinds. Sunshine in. Shout out hair. Let the sunshine. If you know, you know. That's the only musical I fuck with for real. Any musical that's got people of color and black people leading the charge, anything other than Book of Mormon, that show needs to go, is my bop. I'm a musical theater kid, but I don't like cookie cutter bullshit. So it's constant fighting in my mind. Of like, do I like this? Yes, I do, but I like substance. But anyway, that was such a tangent. So today's episode is called Blood Moon Magic. I think I want to start by acknowledging, I say this a lot, but I need you all to really understand. I am married to a cishet man, but I am still a very queer black woman, a black person. Like, I'm a woman, but I also am gender fluid. Like, I do use they, them pronouns. Nobody ever uses them for me. Please do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I use both because I believe that this dichotomy that we subscribe to is just useless. I feel like everybody should be, never mind, that's not my business. It's not my business what other people should be doing. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole point. But my existence is very much on the spectrum of gay, 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 and queer, queer, queer. So the outside world's perception of me and my relationship does not make me any less queer. And I need y'all to really understand that. So y'all don't talk crazy to me, okay? Because one thing about me, I am kind, but I'm not nice. Nice is people-pleasing shit. I don't do that. So, if you want to talk crazy about people I love, or anyone, really, innocent people minding their business, I will crash out at you and on you. It's true. Please, help me release this rage. This righteous rage. You know what I'm saying? We don't do bullies. I feel like that's why our society is where it is, because good people have allowed the bullies to bully for too fucking long, because we're like, oh, no, I don't want to be mean to the bully. Fuck the bully. Be mean to the bully, bro. Fight the bully. So yeah, if you're a nice person, don't be nice anymore. Be kind. Be kind. Being kind means you have a moral compass. You have integrity. Integrity means not only holding others to a standard, but also holding yourself to a standard. of, oh, well, that's not right. That was cute in the moment, but that ain't right. And you know what? I fucked up and let me do better next time. And then the best part is y'all actually do better, because I would rather, I don't know if this Aquarius thing, we don't like words. We like action. Please, I would actually rather you shut the fuck up and just do it. Don't tell me I'm so sorry. Just do. And I actually, let's remind myself right now in this moment to get back into the habit of not talking on the things that I intend to do and just do them. Because that to me is true, how would you say? Oh, there goes my cat yelling at me. Discipline, self-discipline. You owe it to yourself to keep your word to yourself, you know? And I'm gonna admit something to you all. As a personal trainer, I'm closing my window. And oh, no, actually, I keep it cracked because I like to let the negative energy flow out. But as a personal trainer, I'm basically a life coach. I mean, that's my skill. I can show someone the light for themselves. Sometimes I have trouble doing that on my own. I can walk someone into the light. I can give them the advice that they need to a T. I know exactly what they need, but sometimes I fail to do those things for myself. And in this burnout, in this grief, in this wall that I've hit and I'm crashing through, good, which is good. It's good to run, like, you break through the wall. Don't just slam into that shit and fall down. Get back up. Push through it. You feel me? Don't stay down for long, y'all. But in this burnout that I am in and coming out of, I am acknowledging the ways in which I have let myself down. And it's not about shaming myself. It's about loving myself enough to do better for me. Knowing that I deserve to be pampered by myself. Knowing that, oh, this meal I'm cooking, yes, I love to cook for the people I love. It's one of, acts of service is one of my love languages. But it's also like, if I'm over here excited to cook a meal for my family, but I'm not excited to cook a meal for myself, come on, girl. What you doing? What is you doing? You feel me? So, yeah, I'm reminding you right now, if you're one of those people that loves to procrastinate on your own behalf for the betterment of others, don't do that anymore. Stop it right now. I'm gonna take a hand and put it on my shoulder and rub my back, because I have to remind myself daily. And I want y'all to do the same. Take a hand, put it on your back, rub your shoulder. Say, I am loved by me. I am whole. I deserve to be pampered by myself. I deserve to be catered to by me. I sustain my life. One more time. I sustain my life. All right. So, as I get into these episodes, because right now, as I come out of this obstacle course of life, I want to get back into the fun episodes, the episodes in which you all really get to hear what my brain is like, the episodes in which I actually outline, and not for the sake of organization, but for the sake of having a full plate for you all to listen to or digest. Yeah. So, that being said, and I'm, by the way, you all, you're gonna hear me say and pause, because I don't really believe in editing myself down. If that bothers you, you can just, you know, scoot through them, whatever. But we're gonna talk about global oppression. Yes. Yeah, it's ugly. It's nasty. Ugh, but no, for real, my microphone cut off. I didn't know it had a timer on it, but either way, things are bleak right now, and that's okay, but you know what? All it is just
the reaping of what was sown centuries and eons ago when people decided to move through this world selfishly, inhumanely, and many other things that I don't feel the need to name, because you know what? That's not what this space is for. We're not focused on what we're not focused on that shit. We can think about that. Let's actually take a second to reflect on a lot of the isms of the world. Racism, transphobia, especially femicide. Let's take a second, breathe. Y'all hear my dog getting on the bed. That's fine. That's my baby. She sees my food. But we're holding space right now. For all those on the front line right now, I'm behind you. Just know that. Let's say that. If you know, you know. I'm behind you. And so are many other root workers across the world. Other magic ladies and folks and they thems are behind you in the ways that we can be. You know, it's crazy that so much changes, but so much remains the same. When you choose to ignore your gut, when you choose to not speak on what you know is wrong, when you choose to not speak your truth, when you choose to not be brave through the fear, when you choose to not jump off that bluff, and you know what I mean? Experience. Instead of just existing, we all have a purpose in this world, and I think we all know deeply what it is. I really do. I think we all know in our gut what makes us truly happy. Whatever comes naturally to you, that people just, whenever you do it, if people zoom into you, and if it comes naturally to you, like breathing, that's it. That's it for you. You know what I'm saying? That's your vehicle of life. That's what's going to move you through this life. Your soul's journey is about coming closer, at least in my opinion. This is all my opinion, you all. I'm not an expert. I'm just flowing. I'm just speaking. If it resonates, great. If it doesn't, leave it where it is, okay? I'm not here to argue about how I feel about spirituality and a soul and what they're meant to do on this planet. But if you'd like to discuss further, you know, exchange ideas, I'm open to that. So just shoot me a DM. But I'm a very firm believer in a creator. My ancestors are Haitian, Yoruba, Igbo, Nigerian, West African, many things, because again, I have a lot of work to do when it comes to tracking down my history. That is quite a privilege, in this world, but there will come a day where I will have the means to track down my bloodline truly and deeply. And I look forward to experiencing all those things. But in this moment, with what I do know, I just take my time, you know, discovering these little facets of myself that have always been there, that have always been screaming out to me. For example, French. I've always felt a pull to the French language since I can remember. And I always laugh, y'all. Oh my God, this is so funny. I was like, yeah, this is in third grade. I want to learn French because I want to be a fashion designer. No. I don't, no. That don't resonate. Fashion designer? No. But I always felt pulled to French. And learning my heritage a bit deeper, all it does is make me understand more about why I am who I am, and that it's okay to embrace the things that I naturally feel, because it all will make sense. You see what I'm saying? So coming back on this topic of what's going on around the world, how can we, from where we are, truly do the brave thing? How can you heal your community? Like, if you have the means to take 2-3 days off work, do it. Go buy, if you have $100, go buy maybe, I don't know. I'll actually think of some ideas, but go buy some food. Go to a local market, buy some food, and then walk around. Do you see houseless people? Hand food. Ask them if they would like some food. You know, like, what can you do in your community to actually make a small impact? Because I promise you, those small impacts do ripple outward. It is better than going to work and pretending like that small impact can be made inside the system of capitalism, because it cannot. And I had to acknowledge that this year, okay? I thought that walking my black ass up in this high class gym in the middle of my cat is such a spaz. Holy shit. Jade, this nigga just like jerked off and okay, that's not, I can't, not like that. Welcome to the comedy portion of the episode. But anyway, he just like jerked his body around and like jetted off the bed. But anyway, I walked into this place thinking that I can make a difference because I can. Anywhere I go, I do make a difference. But what I am not going to do is be in an environment where people think that they can treat me any kind of way because put some fucking respect on my name. I do not need to brag about who I am out loud. I just am. I just exist. I just live in who I am. And people gravitate to it. But if I did get to starting to talk about, like, I'm not even gonna bother. You know, because it's not, it's like, that's not what my energy is for. If you want to throw shade at me, if you want to microaggress me in my place of work when all I'm doing is making people happy, what? Like, I cannot tell y'all how many dirty looks I got. The difference between training a white client and training a brown client, come on. Like, how old are y'all? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I'm not surprised. I'm not at all. I just give people the benefit of the doubt because it's not my right to judge before I know. So I walk in there protected. I'm ready to learn and observe. And I learned and observed. And I said, nope, it's not for me. Y'all don't deserve my light. And if you're in an environment like that, thinking that you can make a change, but you're going home drained every day, you feeling like people aren't listening to you, you're feeling like, you're feeling like the bright ideas that you've shared with the people that you do know fuck with you at your job and you bring them to the table and somebody's like, eh, yeah, no. Find somewhere else to go, okay? Strategically, but taking risk is necessary for change, for growth. There are so many people in so many other places with so much more on the line than you, okay? Yes, all of us. There are so many other people with so much more on the line than you, especially if you are from where I'm from, which is the United States of America. Turtle Island, okay? If you're caught in this Cheeto hellscape, there's so many people going through worse. And yeah, I said it. Because a lot of you folks who watch Handmaid's Tale and felt hurt for the first time ever think that, like, wow, oh my God, guys, we're suffering. We've been suffering, okay? But here's the point. There's actual people in war zones right now. The joy they get is, like, it's a lot more fleeting, okay? Your bad day involves no cup of coffee. Sometimes my bad day involves, let's see, what do my bad days involve? Sometimes my bad days involve, like, oh my God, like, my prescription got sent to the wrong pharmacy. Like, come on now, bitch. Cry about it later. Because that's not a real problem. And I have to remind myself, these are not real problems. It's an inconvenience. And no, I'm not saying that you don't have the right to acknowledge when things go bad. Because everyone has the right to, like, feel what they feel. Okay? I'm saying duality. I'm saying find the balance in acknowledging that you can feel your feelings and know that there's somebody else feeling more feelings. And you need to hold space for that. And move with gratitude and move with grace for yourself and move with courage. Because staying down long is a privilege. You know what I'm saying? When you're a parent, you can't just like check out. You can't. You cannot stay down. You have to pick your shit up and keep moving. You have a whole human that's relying on you for life and understanding and safety and comfort and shelter. So it's like, if this hits you, if this makes you feel attacked, I encourage you to go through my episodes, like maybe my earlier episodes, and listen to some of them, because it's not about like attacking anyone, and that's not my business to that's not my business to remedy that within you. That's your business to remedy that within yourself. I have to do this work on my own too. We're all human, we're all learning. But if you're feeling attacked, then that's for a reason, and I need you to examine that. But I'm not saying anything wrong, and I'm not saying anything new. That's the thing. And I'm not even saying all of the shit that I could be saying right now. So, I say all that to say, how can you help your community today, tomorrow, sustainably? How can you help yourself so that you can help your community? If you have clothes in your closet, take them out, put them all together. If you have a spare cabinet, put them clothes in that cabinet. You have some canned goods? Okay, cool. Put that in a box, put that in the cabinet. You have some seasonings, you have some games, you have some card games, you have some toiletries? Put that in the cabinet. Sit it outside on your front porch. Or, I'm sorry, not on your front porch. Sit it outside on your front curb. Or go to the corner and sit it on your corner where you live. Everybody who's listening to this episode, do that. And see what happens. What if we all had community cabinets? What would we really need to go buy? What, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Like, it ripples outward, you all. And sitting here acting helpless is such a... I cuss a lot, and I'm not going to police myself. It's such a fucking luxury, okay? It's a luxury. And right now, how does this all relate back to Blood Moon magic? This is a time of broken ancestral curses for everyone. So many people are healing curses within their generations right now, within their bloodline right now, within their roots. And that's so beautiful. Like, I'm almost tearing up thinking about it. Because I know that it's happening, and I know it was coming, and I felt it, and I think a lot of other magic people felt this coming, felt this pulsation happening for years, the change in the air. It's happening, and we all need to lean into it. Stop being afraid. It's okay. Leave that job. Do what makes you happy. Find a way to sustain yourself locally. Money is an object. It's an energy. You are wealthy without money. You have everything you need. And then some. And you don't need to drain yourself to do it. Okay? Let's talk about how a lot of queer people, a lot of brown queer people, a lot of disabled brown queer people, and a lot of disabled people in general, chronic illness, the statistics I do not have right now. And for that, I apologize, because my autistic ass loves numbers. But there's a very high percentage of chronic illness and autoimmune disease in Black AFAB people. Okay? I wonder why that is. For lack of a better term, are they also not the most shat on demographic systemically? Okay, so do we not think that there's a correlation? And I feel like all of this stuff they've convinced us is jargon and, what's the word? Taboo is actually truth. And I really laugh often with myself and my husband about how much stuff they put in our media and play in our face about. And we're just like, oh, that's so funny. As if we're not actually living it. Like, do y'all not see? Please, you guys need to... Sissy, how you gonna sass me in my own room, baby? Come on now. These animals, y'all, I'm telling you, it's like they pay bills. This baby is so spoiled. I'm sorry I'm loud, but this is my episode, okay? Okay, I rub your butt. Okay, all right, back to the topic. Like, my former English teacher, shout out Sandra Wright, AP Lit, used to say to me, your life, treat your life like a novel, and the symbols will be very evident. And so when I'm sitting there watching a movie, I really am treating it like I'm taking it in, I'm taking the symbols in, I'm analyzing them at a different level, and I really think everyone should. That's why it's important to read, and that's why they encourage us not to. shout out Isma too. Please go to threadlings.io, subscribe to Queen's Patreon. They're feeding their community in Sierra Leone. However, but I just want to like shout out Isma to Gwendolyn for being one of my teachers and inspiration. But yeah, she talks a lot about the discourage the discouraging way in which they teach us to view books and literature in specifically the United States, Turtle Island, Western world, if you will. But yes, the symbols are there. If we really listen, if we really take a second, the symbols are all around us. And we really need to start using those things. Like, y'all can make fun of astrologers all you want, but it's the age of Aquarius and there's a lot of wild change happening, isn't there? Isn't it? It's cray cray. There's so much stuff happening in the planets that already foretold this, and y'all want to be like, I don't know. This is why indigenous folks read the stars, because they be knowing. This is why the planet is the source. This is why it is important that we treat our planet with care, because it all comes back. It all circles back around, okay? Whatever. Call me a hippie. Call me whatever. I don't care. I really don't. I don't. This is my life. All right. But, oh my God. I'm so sorry, y'all. Actually, I'm not. I'm a human being and I'm eating. Maybe y'all will feel seen. I don't know. But yeah, healing the body is healing the spirit. I'm learning this. Succumbing to the dimensions in which you do not succeed, do not do that, okay? You can succeed. All right? Believe it and you shall. And I know that sounds wild, but as above, so below, as within, so without. As above, so below, as within, so without. As above, so below, as within, so without. Ashe. That's a really important thing to carry with you wherever you go. It really is a mantra for experiencing this life to the fullest. Also, if you have not seen the movie As Above, So Below, I really recommend that you do watch it. Really, it's a great movie and it's a great metaphor for how to view life. And it's probably not even a metaphor. Like, I don't know everything, but that's probably not even that far off of what is real. Yeah, we'll get into that some more another episode. If you're intrigued by my view on how I just saw The Conjuring, y'all. And a theme that I've been seeing in a lot of these movies, especially this year, is if you let the devil let you doubt yourself, you will succumb to whatever it is that fate is that you're afraid of. If you let that doubt seep in, if you let that seed of doubt sow itself, of course it's gonna bloom. So just kill the shit. Sammy in Sinners, if he had not believed in his power to stand in his own identity as an artist and not believe what his father said, and also not believe what Remick said. He said, nah, fuck both y'all. I can do this on my own. That's what you need to do. I just saw The Conjuring with my mom, and spoiler alert, sorry, if y'all don't want to hear, probably skip through the next minute. But spoiler alert, it's about Lorraine and Judy's relationship and how Lorraine convinced Judy that it was more safe to ignore her gift than to embrace it to her fullest abilities. And y'all, my dog was easing over here trying to steal my sandwich. I'm so mad. But anyway, it was about Lorraine and how she had convinced Judy that it was safer to ignore her gift than to master it. How she tried to shelter her so much so that Judy didn't believe in herself, didn't understand herself. That's why it's so important to do shadow work. It's so important to understand these things that you don't like about yourself so that you can dead them. Once you say, you know what, I am this way because I was treated this way, but I don't have to continue to do this if I don't like that. It's really that simple. If you picked up some shit from someone that you don't think serves you anymore, or if you picked up some shit from somewhere that you don't think serves you anymore, it's your choice to leave it behind. It's not latched to you forever. Like, you're powerful enough to say, I don't need this. Out with you. You feel me? I love a soapbox. But yes, y'all. All right, Conjuring spoilers are over. And that was about a minute, so I think, yeah. But anyway, I'm gonna get around and clean up and listen to some music and finish eating. But I just wanted to come on here and shoot the shit. Okay? Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. Make sure that you're good. The things that bring you joy, dancing in your kitchen is something that I love to do. If you like dancing in your kitchen, do that this week. Do that today. Clean your kitchen to music. Twerk that ass. And then, you know, shake out the negativity. It really is such a necessary practice for somebody like me. Yeah, go out, have a great day. Think about how you can serve yourself so you can serve your community. Think about someone in your life that always helps you out. How can you help them today? You know, what can you do with your time that can, you know, give a little bit back to them? So, all right. I love y'all. I'll talk to you later.